I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson, and this is Harvest Public Media's Field Notes, in which we talk to newsmakers and experts about important issues related to food production. A Midwestern farmer with a well-known last name has set out to fight hunger on a global scale. Howard Buffett is the son of Warren Buffett, one of the richest men in the world. The younger Buffett believes that to help people, you must first make sure they can feed themselves. He has a 3,200-acre farm in Illinois and another in Arizona, where research is being done in hopes of learning how Africans can become better farmers. On a truck ride around his Arizona farm, Harvest Public Media's Peggy Lowe and Howard Buffett talked about the divide between those who believe in large-scale agriculture production and those who adhere to organic or small-scale farming. And what about Africa? Buffett believes the continent will need the best of both worlds.
There's become a kind of red state, blue state in agriculture where there's the conglomerates saying we're going to stick with this big, large production agriculture. Then there's the organics and local guys over here. You've said you're all for the locals.
Yeah, I mean, there's room for everybody. I mean, there's no reason to say that doesn't work or somebody shouldn't do that. My brother's working on this in New York. It's really cool what he's doing. I mean, he's helping people get into farming, which I think is a really cool idea. I mean, rather than people getting out of it, they're getting in it, and they're learning how to do local production, and they've got farmer markets all over in the county where he's at. I think that's really cool. I think it's a great idea. But, you know, those guys are not going to feed the cattle that provide the beef. They're not going to feed, you know, they're not going to put everything on the shelves in the stores that we're going to need. You know, the only thing that bugs me about the whole organic conversation, organic farming is a luxury in this country.
Go back to what you said. Africa needs biological farming. Give me that definition.
Okay, so biological farming is using nature and the benefits of natural systems to your benefit. So that basically means to me, disturb the soil less. You're going to try to prevent soil erosion. You're going to try to keep water quality where it is. So how do you do those things? Well, you absolutely have to use cover crops. You're going to no-till or strip-till, but no-till is better. You use organic fertilizer, but there's no reason to me that you wouldn't use synthetic fertilizer. I would say you use GMO crops. And if you're in an organic system, you don't use synthetic fertilizer, you don't use any chemicals, and you don't use GMO crops. So to me, you take the best of an organic system and you take the best of a high production system, and you figure out how to put those two together, and you figure out how do you do that for a guy farming 2 acres.
Peggy Lowe spoke to Howard Buffett on his Arizona farm. A new book from Buffett called 40 Chances, Finding Hope in a Hungry World, will be published this fall. And that's this week's Field Notes. I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson. To hear Peggy Lowe's feature story on Howard Buffett and to get more episodes of Field Notes, visit harvestpublicmedia.org. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of KBIA and other public media stations across the Midwest.